Few expected to see Graham Motion in the winner's circle at the Kentucky Derby a week and a half ago. The trainer had scratched his big horse, Toby's Corner, because of injury. His other entry had been raced only lightly and never on dirt. Some said the English-born trainer's European techniques also are ill-suited for the pressure of America's big race. On the day, Graham Motion's Animal Kingdom went off at 20-1.
Here comes Animal Kingdom in the middle of the racetrack to Bradley, and then it's Nero and Shackleford, but it's Animal Kingdom and John Velasquez to win the Derby!
Larry Colmus called the race for NBC. If you work with horses and have a question for Graham Motion, our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Horse trainer Graham Motion joins us on the phone from his home in Maryland, and congratulations.
Thank you, Neil, and thanks for having me.
How did you know a horse so lightly raced and never run on dirt before, how did you know that he was ready for the Kentucky Derby?
You know, I wouldn't say we necessarily knew he was ready, but he just appeared to be an exceptional horse from his previous races and from his morning workouts.
Just an outstanding horse, so why not?
Exactly, and you know, everybody wants to run in the Kentucky Derby if they have a really talented three-year-old, and we felt we had one.
And this even after the disappointment of Toby?
Certainly. I mean, it was a very up-and-down week. We felt we had a very good dirt horse in Toby's Corner, who'd already won the Wood Memorial, and Animal Kingdom was obviously a bit of an unknown.
Bit of an unknown. Some say that horses, you can listen to horses, and they'll tell you when they're ready.
Well, you can certainly get their body language, let's put it that way.
And what kind of body language did Animal Kingdom show you?
You know, we gave him a pretty strong workout the week before the Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs, which he handled very well. So that was pretty much what gave us confidence to go on to the Derby.
And yet, as you know, you've raced there before and not had such good luck. The Derby is often a cavalry charge with 20 horses, as there were on that Saturday, and racing luck can put a good horse behind a whole bunch of other horses and never get out.
Yeah, we were fortunate to have a very good trip on Derby Day, and it's not often that you can say that in that race, which can be a very roughly run race. So things went very smoothly for us.
And what's been the reaction since then? How's the horse feeling?
The horse has done well. You know, it's very unusual in these days to run a horse back in 2 weeks off of a performance like that, but that's what we're going to try and do with Animal Kingdom and in the Preakness, and he seems to be handling everything well so far.
It's unusual for horse racing these days to run a horse 2 weeks later. It's even more unusual for you.
Certainly, it's not something that we do very often. We occasionally will do it, but not very often.
And why would you do it? I mean, this is the Triple Crown. You got a shot, you got to take it. But why otherwise would you do it?
You know, there are a few race meets during the course of the year that might only run for 3 or 4 weeks, and if you wanted to run a horse more than once at the meet, you could come back in 2 weeks and run them.
So in that case, now you train, in addition to Animal Kingdom, about 100 other horses.
That's correct.
And your routine is a little bit different from the routine of most trainers in this country who work their horses on the track. You like to run them through hill and dale.
Well, we train in a training center called Fair Hill, which is in Cecil County in Maryland, and we have access to a lot of fields and hills and such. We also have a racetrack that we can use, but we have alternatives as well.
And why is that important, do you think?
You know, it's just something that keeps the horses in surroundings that they're more accustomed to. It's just a much more natural setting for the horses and probably makes them more comfortable.
Makes them more comfortable. These are techniques that you learned growing up in England.
Certainly was. In Europe, we tend to train in training centers. And also when I worked in this country for Jonathan Shepherd in Pennsylvania, that was a technique that he used.
And sending them out for a morning jog is, I don't mean to put it this way, but it's not the American way.
No, it's very different, but it's certainly become something that's been more accepted in the last few years. Moreover, especially since Barbaro was based at Fair Hill when he took a run at the Preakness.
And, we know his story, but that's another part of this whole question. There's some people who wonder. The big emphasis in this country is on three-year-old, for the most part, colts. And people say, wait a minute, these are babies still.
Certainly. I mean, Toby's Corner, had he run in the Derby, he would just have turned three. So he was a relatively young thoroughbred, and it is a lot to put them through, but by and large, most of them handle it very well.
So they're doing okay?
Yes, certainly. And an Animal Kingdom seems to be a horse that has the physique to handle it, and he's handled the stress up until now.
And you're looking ahead to Saturday, and there will be fewer horses at the Preakness, but those are tight turns at Pimlico.
Yes, they are. I mean, and it'll be 14 horses as opposed to 19, so it's still a fairly large field by our everyday standards.
And normal fields are, what, 6 or 7 or 8 horses?
Normally. I mean, often you'll get a 10-horse field, but 14 is unusual.
Here's an email question we have from Bobby Joe. Do you use any form of interval training in your training, hills, long gallops?
You know, we certainly do some long gallops up the sides of hills, but it's not something that we do every day, but it is something that we like to try and incorporate.
And how would that be something to build up the stamina of a horse, build up its strength, or something to get ready for a race?
Absolutely, something to build up stamina and get some lung power.
Well, let's see if we get some callers in on the conversation. Our guest is Graham Motion, the trainer of Animal Kingdom, who won the Kentucky Derby and is getting ready to race again on Saturday in Baltimore at the Preakness Stakes. 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. Let's see if we go first to Martin. Martin with us from Lakewood in Ohio.
Hi. My father, a good many years back, had a horse that ran in the Galway races in Ireland, which is a pretty premier racing event. And he won on the Monday on a flat, came back on a Thursday, won on a hurdle. So it's not that unusual for a horse to want to get out there and compete.
Just after a short period of time.
Yeah, and had no problem with it at all. And since then, there's been a £20,000 bonus if any horse can do it in the same week again.
And has any horse collected that bonus?
Not since, no.
And are you still engaged with horses, Martin?
No, I'm in construction.
You're in construction.
No idea about horses.
All right. Well, thanks very much for the call. I wonder, Graham Motion, that seems unusual. Yes, some horses can do it, but apparently not for a long time if somebody's failed to collect that £20,000.
No, and that's a good point that he brings up. I mean, certainly there's several meets in Europe where a horse might come back in 2 or 3 days. Some of the premier meets, such as Royal Ascot, where a horse might run in a big race on Tuesday and come back again on Saturday. So it's something that's possibly done even more in Europe than it is in this country.
And as you think about those kinds of situations, there have been an awful lot of horse trainers based in Europe and horses based in Europe and elsewhere who have come in for the Kentucky Derby, and they have not won. Why do you think your techniques worked and theirs haven't?
You know, I think it's just a completely different style of racing. It's a completely different type of animal that it takes to win on the dirt as opposed to the turf in Europe. But there was actually a horse that ran in this year's Derby called Master of Hounds, and he ran a very respectable race. But it's a very tough race to win. It's probably one of the toughest races to win in the world.
Just because of the conditions?
Definitely. I mean, it's a mile oval, and it's a dirt surface, and that's not something that every horse is accustomed to racing on.
And you had only worked Animal Kingdom on dirt. You'd never raced him on dirt.
No, that's true. And that was the first time that I think it's ever happened in Derby history that the Derby winner won the Kentucky Derby in his first start on the dirt.
Let's see if we can go next to John. And John's with us from Wamashaw in Minnesota. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly.
Oh, Wamashaw.
Wamashaw. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I wonder if you'd comment on the horse races they have in Mongolia that are 35 kilometers long.
I have to be honest, I am very unfamiliar with that, I'm sorry to say.
35 kilometers is, well, it's about 20 miles?
Yes.
That's a long run.
They have, the horses that Genghis Khan used to conquer most of the world, and they have young children ride them, and they canter the whole time.
They canter the whole time. That's a slower gait than a gallop. And the horses that Genghis Khan used were ponies, as I've always seen them described.
Well, they're horses, but
they're smaller horses than thoroughbreds.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, John. Thanks very much.
He did conquer most of the world.
He did conquer most of the world, and the ponies were quite sturdy. So anyway, let's see if we can continue our conversation with Graham Motion. And ever thought of racing 35 kilometers?
No, I'm certainly. I've heard of it in some of the Arabian nations. They certainly have endurance tests for horses like that. So it's something that is quite common throughout the world, but it's not something I'm very familiar with.
In addition to raising questions about racing horses so young, other people look at the number of races that horses are able to enter in this country in recent years and say it has gone down significantly from about 12 races a year, 20, 25 years ago, to maybe just 6 or 7 a year these days.
Yes, I think it's a very different mindset these days. We have a lot more options for horses, and there's a lot more money involved, a lot more prize money to be won. So I think we tend to be much more selective about the races that we point for. I mean, my best horses will probably only run 6 or 7 times in a year maximum.
And that is to keep them fresh? That is to keep them set for certain races?
Absolutely. You want to have them very much at their best every time you run them when you're competing at the top level.
Yet it's so... A horse can step on a stone and not be ready.
I mean, that's the thing that's so hard about the Kentucky Derby is you only have one chance with a 3-year-old to run in the Kentucky Derby. And as we experienced this year with Toby's Corner, right up until the last minute, everything's got to align to run in the Kentucky Derby and certainly to win the Kentucky Derby.
There are other races. There are big stakes races later in the summer.
Yes, I mean, there are plenty of races down the road, but there's only one Kentucky Derby.
There's only one Kentucky Derby. We're talking with the man who won the Kentucky Derby 9 days ago, Graham Motion. He's on the line with us from his home in Maryland. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And here's an emailer who's asking for some advice. Bobby in Remlap, Alabama. I adopted a now 8-year-old retired thoroughbred gelding. How often should I work him to keep him in good physical condition?
You know, I have a couple of retirees that we've kept around the stable, and they do enjoy some form of exercise. But, I think horses can adapt very well. They can also handle they can adjust to being turned out in a field on a regular basis without exercise. So there's no set reason, but there's no set set schedule. But I think they certainly do enjoy to get some exercise.
The retirees you have in your barn, Gala Spinaway and Better Talk Now.
That's right, and they'll go on a what we call a walking machine every day, and they'll walk or even have a steady jog for 5 or 10 minutes every day just to keep them nimble.
And why do you keep them around?
I just feel like they've done a lot for me in my career, and they're just horses that I really wanted to take care of and keep around and make sure their twilight years were as good as their early years.
And most American trainers spend a lot of time going to the various meetings, going to the track to meet with owners, to try to develop, I think, essentially new customers. That's not your habit.
No, whenever we race from Fair Hill in Maryland, we have to ship a horse to race. Obviously, there's no races at Fair Hill. So it's a little bit different regime for us, and it would be too much for me to go to the races every time we have a runner. I feel like it's more important for me to be at home, kind of planning the next day. Once they leave the barn and go to the races, to some degree my work is done.
You'll be going to the races, though, on Saturday.
I think I better be there.
Well, let's see if we get David on the line. David with us from Charleston.
Hey, Neil. Thanks for taking my call. It's just another great show.
Oh, thank you.
Mr. Motion, great opportunity talking to you here. Just like to ask you, what's your position on drugs, on the legal drugs, such as LASIK? LASIK that's allowed by the Thoroughbred Association.
You know, a lot's been made of that this year in this year's running of the Derby, and certainly I think there should be more control on medications that can be used in this country. But one of the biggest problems we have is we don't have any national laws, and that's why we have a lot of the problems that we have within our industry with horses testing positive, because every state has different regulations, and that can be very hard from a trainer's point of view, in planning schedules and such.
It should be pointed out, you have never had any horse test positive.
No, that's true, and it's something we tend to be very diligent about. We try to be very careful, but it's something that one of the biggest problems we face in our industry is the need for a national ruling on situations like this.
And that's not to say you don't use drugs like LASIK, which helps control bleeding, but you don't use them illegally.
No, Lasix is something that's allowed in every state in the United States now, although it's not allowed in other countries. But to be honest, it's something that most animals and probably most athletes to some degree have some hemorrhaging in their lungs when they compete at fast speeds. And this is something that controls the hemorrhaging. And in that respect, it's actually a good thing and probably a kinder thing for the animal.
David, thanks very much for the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And let's see if we get one more caller in. This is Karen. Karen with us from Culver in Oregon.
Oh, yes, sir. I just had a quick question. I was wanting to know how many horses did he think will be in the Belmont Stakes that have been held back by their trainers just to, you know, just for fun, to ruin the chances of this horse making the Triple Crown?
We've not had a Triple Crown winner since Aladar back in the 1970s, since Affirmed, rather, in the 1970s. And, well, it's been a long time. So if you should be so fortunate as to win the Belmont, to win the Preakness, are you looking forward to sleepers in the Belmont Stakes?
Yeah, I try not to get too far ahead of myself and take one race at a time, but obviously I'd be foolish to say I haven't thought about it, and I'm sure there'll be plenty of people looking to take us on if we get to that situation.
Might Toby's Corner be ready for the Belmont?
It's possible. It's a long shot, but it's possible.
So you might be running against yourself.
Well, there you go.
In either case, thank you very much for the call, and Graham Motion, good luck to you and to Animal Kingdom on Saturday.
Okay, well, thank you for having me.
Graham Motion joined us from his home in Maryland. He's the trainer of Animal Kingdom, first across the finish line this year in the Kentucky Derby. We'll be watching again on Saturday when they're running in Baltimore. Tomorrow, politicians, neighbors, our own family members, we'll talk about why good people sometimes act out of character. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.